Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Kolbe was born in Poland in 1894. His life was greatly influenced by vision of the Virgin Mary. She asked him to choose celibacy or martyrdom, and he chose both. While in Rome, he was studying for the priesthood. As a conventual Franciscan, he founded the Militia Immaculata to work for the conversion of sinners. After ordination in 1918, he formed communities and published a magazine to spread the gospel in both Poland and Japan. In 1941, he was arrested in Poland by the Nazis and sent to Auschwitz death camp. There he comforted his fellow prisoners, saying, "Hatred is not a creative force. Only love can create." Father Maximilian offered his life in exchange for the life of a fellow prisoner, a married man with children. Locked in a starvation bunker for 2 weeks without food or water, he persevered in serenity and prayer, ministering to those condemned to die with him. He was finally killed by a lethal injection on August 14, the eve of the Assumption of Mary. In 1982, St. John Paul II canonized his heroic fellow Pope as a martyr of charity. The man for whom Father Maximilian laid down his life was present at the canonization. It's a heroic action to take the place of another one, to die for the other one. It's extremely charitable act. This is why the church canonized him, to give us example. We might not always die for others, but you have to die for own self, the old self. By forgiving, by caring, by every time being the first one to reconcile with people, to be love, that we are called. So that us, for the Maximilian Kolbe, to pray for us in heaven, so that we can imitate him. Enough. In charity.